Sports Radio, 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com. That is the man who brought the team to town. Yes, Arthur Blank, of course, the owner of your Atlanta United and your Atlanta Falcons. Hey, win the championship for him. Does he get his championship tonight? He's been wanting it. It came close with his football team, but maybe his other football team will get that championship. As welcome back into Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw with you up until 8 o'clock. Dan Kamal, Sports Insider, comes your way then. I am on this side of the glass, and Greg is on the other side of the glass this morning. I guess we're going to have this arrangement for this weekend. We're still going to get set for this championship game. Obviously, we're going to have it for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 6, kickoff at 8. Atlanta United, Portland Timbers. Mentioned last hour that those guys brought a log on the back of a flatbed truck to town. Drove it 2,500 miles across country to set up inside the building tonight and have their character, Timber Joey, slice off a part with a chainsaw of that log when their team scores. And we're hoping that we get no sawdust in our building.
Well, they can go over to Home Depot and get some dustbusters.
We'll do that too, but we don't want, you know, we don't want to have to use it at all. But, yeah. But we have a purpose for that log.
But we can have them spend some money while they're here too, like them Alabama folks. And if you weren't here last hour, Sam did not go and thank Nick Saban for coming here and filling our potholes.
No, but it, you know what? He was in a different mode, though, man. He was in town. He wasn't in the game mode. He was.
Right. That's when you want to approach him. Could you imagine going up to him when he's in game mode and saying, "Hey, listen. Appreciate y'all coming here. We only want you to fill our potholes." No, you're going to get a reaction. This one, he'd be nice and, you know, probably give you a hug. Hug your neck, too.
He was hugging everybody's neck the other night. He was in a great mood. He really was. That was at the College Football Awards, and Ken Segura and I talked about that just last hour. If you're headed down, you know, it's going to be a rainy, kind of dreary morning, and I think that's going to continue throughout the day. I know that's not going to dampen our enthusiasm. We're playing for a championship tonight. We're playing for a Major League Championship for the city of Atlanta. The team wants to do it, obviously, for Tata Martino, who's outgoing as the manager and the coach of this team. Obviously, they want to do it for the man that you heard at the top of the hour, Arthur Blank, who's done so much to bring this successful winning product to our city, and obviously for the fans who've gone out and packed the place each and every time they played and expected to set another game attendance record again tonight as Atlanta United goes out and plays. There's a lot of excitement. If you're headed down, you're going to be tailgating. Remember, Atlanta United starts at 8, but next door at State Farm, the Hawks are hosting the Denver Nuggets, and you can hear that game on Star 94, our cousin station. Pre-game at 7 o'clock, tip-off at 7:30. So we're talking about a lot of traffic in the same area of town, so you want to get down early if you can, and obviously you want to take MARTA if you can. That may be the best way to get you in and around those areas, as parking is going to be at a premium, and then, of course, the weather's going to be sloppy on the freeway, but still, we want to go and get this championship. That is what we are playing for tonight. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So looking forward to being there and talking more about it. Doug Robertson's coming up in the next segment. We're going to really get in and dissect this matchup, the things to watch for, and who has the advantages as our team with the MVP, Joseph Martinez, will be in action tonight and see if they can get that win and bring that championship for the city of Atlanta. Are you ready for a championship? Are you ready for the MLS Cup? Are you ready for Atlanta to be a champion with Major League Sports franchise of a sports league? I think so. I think this is the time, and I think it happens tonight. Atlanta, this is our time, and love to hear from you this hour at 447-410-929. Usually on Friday nights, there's high school football around the area. There was none last night because we have MLS Cup going on today. So the state championship games have been delayed for a few days. They will be on Tuesday and Wednesday. Of course, GPB will be broadcasting all of those games. And here's your rundown for you in case you missed it. On Tuesday, Class A Private will have Tuesday at 11, at 10 o'clock. We'll have Irwin County against Clinch County. The 1 o'clock game will be Cedar Grove against Peach County. That's the 3A championship. Bainbridge against Warner Robins will be the 4:30 game on Tuesday. And the last game on that day will be Northside Warner Robins versus Lee County. That is an 8 o'clock start. Wednesday, we have more games starting at 10 a.m. The single A private championship will be Eagles Landing Christian against Athens Academy. The 1 o'clock game will have Rockmart against Heard County. 4:30 game on Wednesday will be Blessed Trinity. They're going trying to go for back-to-back championships. They're taking on Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, 4:30 in that game. And then Colquitt County against Milton Eagles. Milton's first time in the state championship game against Colquitt County, who's had an incredible season. 8 o'clock Wednesday night. That wraps everything up for 2 days of high school football championships. I've talked to coaches this week. Some coaches like it. They feel like it's giving their time, giving their team some extra time to get prepared for the game. It's given some players who may have been a little dinged up a chance to get recovered and healthy to play. There are other coaches who weren't that crazy about it. They feel like they got a routine. They always, you know, you ramp up your week, you do the same thing each week, and Thursday you get prepared, and Friday you play your game. Friday or Saturday you play your game. So it's been a little bit different in that regard. Also, the concerns for the schools and the communities and the boosters and the parents who will have to find a way to get off work to come to the games and attend. Some cities we've already read, they're just shutting it all down. Nobody's going to school, nobody's doing anything. They're going to come to the bins for the championship games. So it'll still be a big event. It's still going to be a great time, and it's the best time, and it's the best way to do high school football, a great tribute to high school football in our state. With so many of these players that you will see in these games, a number of them are going on to play at the collegiate level, but so many of them won't. And for so many of the players, the majority of these players, is the one and only time they will get to dress out and play in an NFL facility. This will be the only time they'll get to do it, and it will be for the state championship. And that's what makes, to me, it so special to play in the state championship game, but also the way we do the state championship games here in Georgia. It is state championship week for the GHSA, and those games are coming up Tuesday and Wednesday because we have Atlanta United and the Portland Timbers playing the MLS Cup coming up tonight. Hoop season is going on, and I'll pass along a couple of notes. First of all, from my buddy Kyle Sandy and Sportal, they got their event, their showcase. Because of the inclement weather in North Georgia, they're having to rearrange the start times. The Sportal showcase is going on today out at South Paulding High School in Douglasville. They had to rearrange some things. Franklin County is now playing Monday's meal at noon. The 2 o'clock game, Woodville-Tompkins against Chattooga. The 4 o'clock game today is Grayson and Eagles Landing Christian. That'll be a good one at 4 o'clock. 6:30, Campbell against Coffey. And 8:30, the late game, will be the host team, South Paulding, against Jeff Davis. Those are the games that are coming up for the Sportal Showcase that's coming up today out at South Paulding High School. Want to also mention the Hawks Naismith Classic, Holiday Classic, that's coming up next weekend, the 14th and the 15th. These games will be at Norcross High School. Boys and girls taking place out there, and you got games, the 4 o'clock game, Newton against Sandy Creek Girls on Friday, 5:30, Sandy Creek against the Cula Boys. Beaufort is there, the Beaufort Girls against Norcross at 7 o'clock, Beaufort Boys against Wheeler at 8:30. That's next Friday. And then Saturday, a day full of games. Girls at 10 a.m., Mays against North Forsyth. Girls, Spalding against GAC at 11:30. 1 o'clock, boys, North Atlanta against Greater Atlanta Christian. At 2:30, boys, Woodward against Pace. At 4:15, girls, Brookwood against Wesleyan. 5:45 is boys, St. Pius against Milton. Upson Lee and Langston Hughes, the 7:15 boys game. And the final game is Norcross against Discovery next Saturday night at 8:45. That is the Hawks, Naismith, and Atlanta Hawks being involved with high school basketball. Great to see our NBA team playing tribute and being involved and having an impact at the high school level for basketball. And that is taking place the second time for the Hawks, Naismith Holiday Classic. That is next weekend out at Norcross High School. A couple other notes this week. I had a chance to think I was invited to be the MC for the coaches for the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. That is a week from today. That is coming up next Saturday at Mercedes-Benz. And that's why you couldn't slide the state championships of high school back to a whole nother weekend, because next Saturday they'll be playing the Celebration Bowl. This year it will be Alcorn State against North Carolina A&T. The coaches were in town this week, and at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, had a chance to meet with both of them and get a chance to see them. Fred McNair is now the coach at Alcorn State. Of course, we're familiar with his brother, Steve McNair, and what he did there, and also in the National Football League. So he will be bringing that legacy to town to take on a North Carolina A&T, the team that got off to a phenomenal start this year with wins over Jacksonville State and also a win over East Carolina. So that's coming up next Saturday at 12 noon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Shout out to our friend John Grant, who's worked very hard to get this game a great matchup, to get the teams to town and the fans to town, and also for Atlanta to get plugged into it That should be a good time coming up next weekend. And that also want to shout out to the guys with the Crush. They invited me to be on the show with them this week. Anybody knows about the Crush? Knows about that? They invited me to be on the program with them. So I appreciate Emmanuel inviting me to be in Emmanuel Glaze since Maceo had to go over and watch Golden State. Since Golden State came to town, he's so important. He had to be over there and check that out when they played the Hawks. But thanks for having me in the house for that event this week. It was part of a busy, busy sports week. We had our NBA, our Final Four logo unveil this week that's coming up, and some people may have missed that right in the midst of everything in the middle of the week. They unveil the logo for the Final Four for next year. That is the next major event that's coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium after the Super Bowl. Like I said, we win in Atlanta because the sports it comes to our city and allows our city to consistently be a winner. So that's after we get done with Super Bowl, the next big event coming will be the Final Four, NCAA basketball, and great to see the coaches there. Coach Josh Pastner was there from Georgia State and former from Georgia Tech, and former Georgia Tech coach Bobby Crimmins was there, and Ron Hunter also there. And Ron Hunter's team made a bit of news this week with a big last-second buzzer-beater win over Alabama in Tuscaloosa. The Georgia State team did. Of course, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for Georgia State sports and Georgia State athletics. They're now 6-3. That was a big one. They were down 22 points. 22 points against Avery Johnson's team in Tuscaloosa.
Avery Johnson.
And they came back and they beat him with a buzzer beater. They're home, by the way, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Tennessee Chattanooga will be at the GSU Sports Arena. And in case you missed it this week, they unveiled the artist rendition for the new sports arena that will be coming to Georgia State. They get a new gym.
Okay. And I had a question I was going to ask you, we have time right now.
No, go ahead.
Well, we don't have time to get into it, but it was when you were talking about the big events, the next big event.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had asked me this question to ask you as, you know, we do our show. And when we talk about big events that puts Atlanta on the international map.
Right.
We gloss over something that happens every year, but yet for whatever reason, we as sports fans don't put it. And maybe because those other events don't happen that often because it depends on the team. A World Series depends on the Braves and so on and so forth. Right. But we get a Final Four. We get an SEC championship.
Right.
We never mention the Masters.
Well, that's down in Augusta.
Again, it's still considered, you know, they come through Atlanta. But I'm saying we don't mention that. And when we talk about the Masters, when it's happening, we talk about it like it's right down the street. You see what I'm saying? We do talk about it here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? Somebody asked me that, and he goes, why don't we consider that? And that's about as international as it is.
Oh, very much, very much.
Again, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I don't think we
don't. Don't you think it's worthy of rethinking?
Oh, well, you know why? Because it's been there so long, I guess. And I guess, you know, maybe we kind of
take it for granted,
you know, that it's always been there and it's always going to be there. And, you know,
they can make a case, though, right?
But everybody can't get a ticket.
No, everybody can't get a ticket to these other events either.
Good luck. I can't
get a ticket tonight. You in the house.
You stand a better chance of getting a ticket that and go down to Augusta sometimes. That's it. All right, folks. Time to talk about and break down this matchup tonight. Portland Timbers and our Atlanta United. Doug Robertson's on the way, coming up on a game day Saturday morning, championship game day Saturday morning. Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com.
I think of how well we did last year. We kind of left a message to the leagues, letting people know that this could be a team that could really conquer great things within this league. And you know, I think we just we moved on from what happened last year and put ourselves in a better position this one.
That's Greg Garza. We come back on a wet, damp, dreary-looking championship game day Saturday morning here at Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com. Atlanta United, Portland Timbers ready to go down tonight, 8 o'clock over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We got the pregame for you here at 6 o'clock and kickoff at 8 o'clock as the battle for the cup, the MLS Cup. And joining us now on the WadeFort.com hotline to get us all set, a guy who's had his finger on the pulse of all of it all season long since the inception of this team, Doug Robertson from HAC and HAC.com. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
It's championship day. It's here.
It is here. How about that, huh?
We made it. We're here, ready to play for a championship. Everything you've had a chance to see and observe from our team, you feel like they're ready to go ahead and finish the deal and get it all done tonight?
They're going to try. Yeah, they seem, you know, they're a little bit nervous, as everyone would be. playing for a title, but they're confident. They're doing, you know, they're playing well in the playoffs. They've found a formula that seems to work for them defensively and offensively. They have the confidence of how well they play at home. They have the confidence of knowing that the Timbers have yet to beat them. Of course, Atlanta has yet to beat Portland, but, you know, it just depends upon how you look at it. And they're going to be bullied by, you know, Gerardo Martino's last game, possibly Miguel Almiron's last game, and more than 70-something thousand supporters who have sold out the place.
Yep, yep. That seems like a recipe for a win. We're a little concerned with Michael Parker's. You know, is he going to be good to go? And, you know, how much will he be able to contribute tonight?
No, he's good to go. He said at the press conference Thursday that he's good to go. He didn't train the first couple of days this week. He just did some recovery work and some light work. But he said that he was back in training and good to go.
Yeah. Thoughts about this team that's coming in from Portland and things they could do that could present some problems for the Five Stripes?
They're a very good team. They've won this before a couple of years ago. Their coach, who's in his first year with Portland, had won three NESL titles with the Cosmos. One was beating the Silverbacks a few years ago here in Atlanta. So they have the experience and they have the toughness. They've gone on the road in the playoffs each round and gotten the result they needed. First at Dallas, then at their Cascadia Cup rivals, Seattle, and then at Sporting Kansas City, who was the top team in the West this year. So coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they know what it's like to win on the road. They don't know what it's like to play in front of 70-something thousand fans. So that's going to be interesting to see how they respond. I think, you know, I've only had a few interactions with Savarese, Portland's coach, but he is very confident. He's very calm. He seems like he's a player's coach. And they have a few guys on their team, notably Diego Valeri, who, if you give him just 3 seconds, he can score a goal. So he's a guy that Atlanta United is really going to have to pay attention to.
Obviously, we have a guy on our side who also knows them very well, too. Talk about the advantage and how that helps to have someone who's been a part of the success there at Portland on our side and on the field tonight.
You're referring to Darlington Nagbe,
yeah.
Who was traded from Portland to Atlanta. The trade was announced last December. It was an interesting trade at the time because, personally, I wasn't quite sure how he was going to be used within Atlanta United's formation at the time, the 4-2-3-1. But he has found a home. He is what Gerardo Martino, Atlanta United's manager, calls the pause for Atlanta United because last year he said they were up and down the field all the time. And Nagbe has the skill and the wisdom to know when to kind of slow things down, both on offense, how to get things going again when he gets the ball after the defense creates a turnover, and that he's been an invaluable piece of Atlanta United's attack this year. He was one of the players on the Timbers who won that title a couple of years ago, so he has that experience also. He's one of a few players on the team who've won. Lorenowitz has won an MLS Cup, and Michael Parkhurst has played in four, yet to win one. This will be his fifth.
Doug Robertson, AJC and AJC.com, is joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can follow him at Doug Robertson, AJC. Our MVP, was there ever any doubt that Joseph Martinez would be the MVP this year?
There was a little bit. Toward the end of the season, Martinez kind of hit a little rut with a lack of goals, and at the same time, Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the LA Galaxy was kind of dragging that team into the playoffs all by himself with just a lot of goals. And so there was some talk, maybe it was just artificial to create some drama, that Ibrahimovic could nip Martinez at the end for the MVP, but the Galaxy did not make the playoffs. Atlanta United did, and Martinez was the deserved winner of the award.
We've always debated about where that puts him as far as his city, as far as the major sports guy. And right now, that puts him up at the top. Among other players on other teams, I think because of what he's done and what this team is just a heartbeat away from accomplishing in this area, and just the way that people have received him and the expectations for what he does each and every time this team takes to the pitch.
Yeah, he loves the city. He truly does. It seems like his family, his grandparents and his niece and some others who live with him love this city. So if he were to score a couple of goals tonight and Atlanta United were to win, he would be the king of Atlanta, no doubt. It would be fun to watch because he really is a funny guy. He's incredibly smart. He speaks several languages. He doesn't like talking to the media very much, but, you know, I don't blame him for that. I wish he would.
Yeah.
As I said, he's a funny and smart guy. But, yeah, he would be king of the city if he could score some goals and lead Atlanta United to an MLS Cup tonight.
That's an interesting thing because you're right. He doesn't share a whole lot. We don't see a lot of quotes or hear a lot from him. He's that kind of player, yet the fans adore him and respond to him very much, and you'll hear that tonight once again. But you had a chance to be around him enough. You had to be around him enough to see that side, and you obviously have had a chance to get that glimpse.
Yeah, no, he really is just a good guy. He has, a couple of personas that he puts forth with the media and things like that. But, I mean, for example, at the MVP announcement, he ended it by saying, "See you later, alligator," which was just...
Oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah. He was smiling. And the most important thing was he started his speech in English. He doesn't speak a lot of English to us. He has to me a couple of times in the past, but it's really rare. And for him to do that, it was not inspiring is not the right word, but it took a lot of guts and a lot of confidence. And he spoke it very well.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. It's one of a few languages he speaks. So, kudos to him because I couldn't have done that with rudimentary Spanish, that's for sure.
Yeah, the limited Spanish that I took. I like to say I took Spanish, but Spanish took me. this morning on the Wait For It .com Hotline with Duck Robinson. It's championship, and, of course, a lot of things going on. Portland has this big piece of wood riding around on the back of a flatbed truck, man, and they say they want to bring in this guy called Timber Joy. Explain to folks how that works because, I don't want if they knew they're going to bring a chainsaw to the town who owns our team. We got your chainsaw. We got a whole store full of chainsaws. But talk about
I don't know if it's a Home Depot chainsaw or what. But it's called the Victory Log, and it's really cool, I think. It's one of the more unique traditions, I think, in all of any sports leagues in the United States or North America. It's a big log. I don't know what type of tree. I looked and looked this week. I could never really find it. But whenever Portland scores a goal, Timber Joey, who I guess is a lumberjack or a wood-cutting technician, fires up that chainsaw and cuts off a chip off that log and is presented to the goal scorer after games. So I think it's a really cool thing. I got a chance to see it last year when I was in Portland for that game, which was a 1-1 draw. So, I don't know if you'll hear it tonight, but it would be kind of cool just for Atlanta United fans to get to experience it, I suppose, as long as it's not Portland winning 1-0 or something like that.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to hear it. I recently had some dental work, so that's going to remind me of that. No, I kind of don't want to hear it. Plus, who's going to clean up the mess? Who's going to come? You got sawdust all. We don't want sawdust, inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Who's going to clean that up?
You.
I don't want that aside. That's why I don't want to hear that thing fired up. I don't want to hear it fired up.
You need to bring your Dyson vacuum tonight, Sam, if you can get it past security.
That's going to be the tough part of that. That's going to be the big question. if you can get it into the place, that's going to be great. Keys to the win now. What do we want to see? Obviously, we'd love to see Atlanta United get off to a start and a Joseph Martinez goal in the first 10 minutes. We saw that a number of times early this season.
The keys to the win, it's going to be, it's not a whole lot different than during the regular season. Atlanta United needs to keep its shape on defense. They can't give Diego Valeri or Sebastian Blanco too much space. They've got to be patient when they have the ball because it's expected that Portland is going to, they've up until the playoffs, they've been mostly a defensive team. They sit back and they try to beat you with counterattacks. So Atlanta United needs to be patient. They can't get too far forward and expose themselves to a counterattack from Valeri and Blanco or Diego Chá. So that's the other key. The third key is just to make sure that, in my opinion, Almirón and Martinez are getting some touches early. They need to get a feel of the game and kind of get into the game and give Portland something to think about a little bit. You know, that if they can get Elmer on the ball, Portland has to be extremely aware of how dangerous he is. And the same as Martinez. If he can just get a header, even if it's not on goal, but just getting one is going to send a warning shot. It'll get Martinez's confidence up, and it should affect Portland. But it's going to be a fantastic game. It's just been a weird, weird – I was thinking about this today. I can remember I was in an MBA class, and I can remember talking with someone about Atlanta United. It wasn't Atlanta United at the time. It was just a professional soccer team. And sitting in my car when I was supposed to be in class writing a story about Atlanta maybe getting an MLS franchise. It was cold and rainy like it was today. It was across from the Walter's,
okay.
Right there on Marietta Street. In the parking lot right there behind that hot dog stand. It's just been a long, fun journey, and tonight's going to be really, really exciting.
Yep, we're looking for that. We're looking for that to go with the championship. Doug, thanks so much for spending some time this morning. We'll see you at the Benz a little later on today.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, that is Doug Robertson from AJC and AJC.com. Forget, you can follow him on Twitter at Doug Robertson, AJC. All right, working our way up to the top of the hour for Dan Kamal and the Sports Insider, 8 o'clock when we come back. We're going to get into more about championship tonight and who we think is going to get the hard weapon, New York with the Heisman Trophy. Give us your thoughts on two as well if you want to at 404-741-0929. That's coming up here on this soggy, wet championship game day Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on a dreary-looking Saturday morning, but it's still a championship game day Saturday morning as our Atlanta United gets set to take on the Portland Timbers. They'll bring a championship to Atlanta, something we haven't seen in a while. Going back to 1995 and the Braves winning the World Series, we got a chance to get the championship tonight to win it. Of course, you're going to hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 6 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock the kickoff for here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then on our cousin station, Star 94, the Hawks will be hosting the Denver Nuggets. That's a pregame 7 o'clock tip-off at 7:30. That's going on at State Farm. Once again, if you're coming downtown this evening, the weather's expected to probably continue this to be this way throughout most of the day. You want to come early. Or take MARTA because you got two events going on in that same area right there between Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the State Farm Arena tonight. It's both the Hawks playing as the MLS Cup is going on as well. If you come out, you know, I'm sure they're still going to be tailgaters because it's championship. And, you know, that's part of it. You know, you've been out there all season long. Now you got to come up. You're going to have to wrap some things up. You're going to wrap some things up. If you got something that you're going to be underneath, because usually, you know, you're underneath something anyway when you're tailgating. Most of the time, you have a little something, especially when it's hot outside, you have something you're underneath there, a canopy or something like that. You may want to do something to close up the front of that maybe, you know, to keep the moisture from coming in. But still, go ahead, handle the business, get everything right, get your attitudes right, whatever you need to get you set for this championship matchup, and then let's go see Atlanta United take care of business tonight and get this championship.
What you trying to say, man?
Just take the same precaution. It's going to be a little wet and whatnot, but you know you got to get ready for the game.
What you trying to say?
This is the championship. You got to bring it.
That part, but you were talking about tailgating and get yourself ready.
Right.
You trying to tell folks to get lubed up?
Well, I don't think I have to tell them to do that. I don't think I have to tell them to do that. You know, a little attitude adjustment or whatever you like to have before the game.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Do you think that victory log is already inside the stadium, or will it be arriving in front of Atlanta United fans issues seeing it?
That's the question. I don't know, but it's been riding around. If you see a flatbed truck and the cab of the truck is green, it's in Portland colors, and you see a T on the side of the door for Timbers, and you see this log strapped to the back of it, you know what's going on. And it's been riding around town. I saw it Thursday night. I was going over to the College Football Hall of Fame for the College Football Awards. And I had heard about it. I'd read that they were sending this log. And I said, that's it. And I just got my phone out, took a couple of pictures of it.
You're such a tourist.
It was stopped at a traffic light. I didn't expect to see that. I'm on my way to something different. And here's this log.
They weren't going down West P Street, were they?
No, he was going down Marietta Street.
Okay.
He was going down
Marietta. You're thinking of taking some establishments around town. There's a punchline there too.
Yeah, you want to see our No.
You know, you've been working blue this morning. I couldn't be prouder of you. Me and your mother couldn't be prouder of you.
No, you have been
really, really funny. If you weren't listening earlier this morning, Sam was killing it in the 6 o'clock hour.
No, I'm just saying.
Raw material.
What? The material, they're providing the material. First of all, they bring this victory log into town, and then they bring in a guy with a chainsaw. I'm like, did you get the memo? You know, you have to bring a chainsaw to Atlanta. You know who owns this team? Home Depot. We got your chainsaw.
That's your chainsaw.
Hey, you had to bring a chainsaw from Portland.
say hey, pal, afterwards.
Hey, do pal.
No, say it afterwards.
Hey, pal.
No, after you say, I got your chainsaw.
We got your chainsaw. Hey, pal. No. Yeah,
I'm trying to turn you into a New Yorker.
Well, you work better with that.
You're. Listen, this is going to be a different kind of excitement.
It is.
And the rain will dampen that a bit, no pun intended, but this isn't a Super Bowl kind of crowd. This isn't a World Series kind of crowd.
Yeah.
This ain't an SEC championship kind of crowd.
Yep.
And I'm interested to see what this is like, because we haven't had that before.
Right.
And not many cities do. We've experienced all the others. But who else has had what we had? You know, you talk about that earlier. You were saying that, you know, we haven't, you know, closed the deal in some. Braves are the last one to do it as far as major sports. But we got everything here. Think about the team that's won a lot of championships lately. Would you want to be in that city? Would you want to live in Boston?
Nope. Would not.
Even vacation in Boston? I've heard maybe one or two people in my entire life say I'm going to Boston to hang out over the holidays.
What would you do on a vacation in Boston?
That's what I'm saying. Unless you got folks up there. But people come here all the time.
Absolutely.
People move here all the time.
Right.
Especially them athletes. So be proud of what you got. Don't complain about what we don't have.
Yeah.
We got 10 times more than most folks. Moreover, we got an industry here.
Yeah.
That's pumping all kinds of money into this state.
Right.
Let alone this city. So we have the advantages of growing, and it's happening right in front of us that we can see. We can point to. I talk about that little section of I-85 that caught on fire.
Right.
That thing was built as quick as it was because of the money brought here by the film industry. I hate going back to that. But again.
It's true.
Overall, with Arthur Blank. And you're talking about a new building going on over at Georgia State.
Yeah.
This city is growing right in front of us. Yeah, we don't have enough public transportation going out to certain areas.
That's the next thing.
Yeah.
That's the next thing that's coming up.
And that's going to be a big endeavor because we have to deal with Mother Nature in a lot of areas. This city is not a grid. And a lot of that has to do with the mountains that we have here. So I don't know how they're going to get around that. But, I mean, you still can't bring buses and trains up areas that got snow.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, up a hill.
Right.
You can do it level-wise.
Right.
But this is going to be interesting. You need to, tomorrow, because I don't have the credentials you have. You're going to be out there.
I'll be there.
Tomorrow, can we talk about the differences between what you're experiencing today / tonight with this particular championship? I mean, MLS been around a minute. First time we've had it here in Atlanta.
Right.
And now we can talk about how many do we have? Say it out loud. Super Bowl?
Yep.
Check.
Yep.
World Series?
Yep.
Check.
Yep.
MLS championship? Check. SEC championship?
Yep.
Check.
Right.
National championship?
Yep.
Check.
Right.
That's five. How many other cities can say that?
I know it. We had it here. We got more. Like I said,
in the biggest golf tournament, you know, around the corner every year.
Right.
That's six. We'll give it 5.5. It's Augusta. Okay. But I'm saying, think about that. When you say it out loud, think about this. I grew up in the third biggest city in the country. They haven't had that in Chicago. Has New York had it?
No. Nah.
I mean, I don't know. We have to think about that. How many cities have had, we'll take the Masters off for a minute, but those five championships happen in their hometown, whether their team was a part of it or not. It's pretty nice. We got a good here.
That's what we do.
We got a good here, man.
That's what we do. But tonight, hey, it's something else. And along with just having the sports here and having the events here tonight, when it's all over, we want the trophy to stay here. MLS Cup, we get to keep it, and it stays here in town. That's what we want. We know this team wants to do it. It'd be a great way to finish up the season. Joseph Martinez, we have the MVP. If it is the last game for Almiron before he goes to play in another league, you want to send him out right. We know it's the last for the manager and the coach, Tata Martino. You want to send him out right. You want to win it for Arthur Blank, the man who's gone and made and done the things to make this possible, and obviously for the fans in the city of Atlanta. Atlanta United, we want to see you go and take care of business tonight. Looking forward to it. And once again, it's here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, pregame at 6 and the kick at 8. Headed up to the top of the hour now. Sports Insider, Dan Kamal and Dr. Dale. Dr. Dale is in the house, too, so that's coming up next. But right now, I want to put some cash in your pocket. It is the casting call. And straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.